Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to ronsbikes.com TV. And it's a beautiful morning, isn't it? Oh. Praise the weatherman. It's a beautiful day here in late July, my favorite time of year, and previously my favorite chip brand. Have you noticed that they've changed the recipe in the last year? They had a real good thing going with those cantina dippers, let me tell you. Hit the chips and hummus. Oof. I put a little olive oil in the hummus also. All right, anyway, what was I talking about? So you may remember back in December, that rhymes, that we took a little vacation out to the Ojai, Ventura, Los Padres National Forest area where I love to go on big, big rides and have been visiting regularly over the past decade. We had some special guests, if you recall, in Kasha Neely-Odama and Taylor Finney. I thought that this episode would be pertinent because Kasha is about to compete in the Tour de France Femmes, which starts this
weekend.
And it was super exciting last year, and I felt that she was the most aggressive rider. Really fun to watch race. So getting to meet and ride with her at this Ojai trip was super cool and very humbling, as riding with a pro always is. You know, if you were to take your stereotypical roadie out on a route like this, that it would be a complete, you know, that it would turn to a complete meltdown. Not only is she incredibly strong climbing, she is also a fearless descender. When I say fearless, so Kasha is a complete gravity junkie, a joy to ride with. Always way up ahead. These climbs that we were able to ride, she would be just switchbacks ahead of you. So everything lined up, the rain had subsided, we had a good weather window. It looked like it was going to be a beautiful day. I was so excited. There are a few things in life for me that top a new route in a beautiful place. This portion of the Los Padres National Forest happens to be super remote. And so once you go up and over the first climb, you drop into a giant basin. You have 6,000, 7,000 foot peaks all around you. And it's full commitment once you drop in. So it has that feeling of, we are certainly out there. I mean, so I love that commitment. I love experiencing that kind of adventure with friends and just having a day of it. You'll go out there knowing it's gonna be a 12-hour minimum ride. And you pack all your stuff, all your food for the day. There's no resupply. You pack a water filter. To filter water because there's no water resupply. You've got to rely on your friends. You've got to make sure you have the right tools. You make sure that before you leave, that when you get home, there's going to be a lot of food waiting for you. So you always have that to motivate you. That I'm food motivated, so that works great for me. And it's always pizza. There are a few things in life for me that are a greater joy than a day spent like that. And here we were, this was going to be one of the bigger days of my year. So super excited going into this. I think we left around 6 in the morning. It was pretty chilly. Remember, this is December. Probably around 35 degrees or so. Didn't want to overpack because we didn't have much room on our bikes. I was using just a Fabs Abs and my tights. My wool tights, when I didn't need them anymore, I wrapped them around my waist, like a fanny pack. And that ended up working really well. So we knew we were gonna be out there late into the night, and of course midday, it was gonna be in the mid 70s, you know, so big temperature fluctuations to pack for.
So to be sure that we were ready for what lay ahead, I thought having a route presentation the night before would be a nice idea.
Good center. Okay. We are like right here, you know, this is like where we are right now, okay?
Let's get that 3D going.
Yeah. All right, so tomorrow, so we're gonna kind of, this is right where we are, right?
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Right, and we're gonna be going through.
It's like the new Maverick.
It's turned, exactly. Yeah. You watch that on the plane too?
Yeah.
And then we're gonna be, then we start our first climb of the day. In earnest, okay, we're going through this, look at this stuff. Oh my God. Wow. All right, so it's gonna get a little steep. It's gonna get, this is like a, I'd say it's like a rough Forest Service trail. Some pretty washed out spots, especially after the rain. Okay, so we're gonna be going up. We're like, oh man, it's steep. You know, now let me get out of here for a second. All right, so we're just following this. This is all dirt, all rough stuff. Getting up.
Yeah.
Let's get over here. Okay, so we just keep going. So this whole range right here, this is the coastal range. All right. So this side, you know, and then this side is the Pacific. Once we get onto this, I think it's right after Toro Saddle. This is the Coast Ridge. Now this is the Ocean View Trail. And it's nice. Bench cut and it's single track.
So we headed off on that ride, up and up and up. A nice start to the day. And everything seemed like it was going to be perfect. We had waited all week to do this ride for the conditions to be right, and it looked like we were gonna be in luck.
Bench cut single track, folks, you heard me right. Here we are on our early start. Aria was riding her own pace, so she's a bit behind us here already. It was a bit too cold early first thing in the morning for us to film anything, so you're joining us about 10 miles in here. And we've been climbing for a while. Right here, Jordan is about ready to climb up to the last crest. Oh. And he dabbed.
There you go.
There's Taylor.
An Olympic athlete. Goes dirty. Only on ronsbikes.com TV.
Really doing some foreshadowing here.
Traveling with your bike is always a thing, and I neglected to remove my rear derailleur hanger when I packed it to fly with it. And the first ride, I noticed it was a little bit off, so you know, I bent it back into place, and you really only get one chance, one opportunity to bend an aluminum replaceable rear derailleur hanger, and that's it. If you got to bend it twice, it's over. And as it went, maybe about, you know, 500 meters from the top of the first climb, I noticed that my gears weren't like perfect, and I was like, you know, this is a long day. I should try and get these things so they're not grinding so much. So I knelt down and try to make it a little bit better, and pop, right off in my hand. Like no pressure at all, I was just holding my rear derailleur. And my heart sank. I kept going through all the scenarios in my head of how I can make this work. Of course, I had not brought a spare derailleur hanger, which was a big rookie mistake. And here we were only 10 miles in, only maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours into what we were planning on being a 12 to 14 hour ride. So, yep, I just kind of put my head down and walked up to where my friends were waiting for me at the crest of the first climb. Let's go check that out, shall we?
Film this. This needs to be caught on video here.
Oh no.
What happened?
Bring it on over.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's not good.
Let's see this.
Oh shit.
Not good. You know, the bent derailleur hanger from the other day came back for me.
Oh, God.
I've been thinking for a while. I can't think of a... really that steel, that steel one that we had on there. I just should just carry that thing around.
Oh boy.
I just left it on because it's all stronger.
Oh boy.
Now, common bicycle get yourself out of a jam wisdom would tell you to just shorten the chain and single speed it. But modern dropouts make that pretty tough. Old style dropouts, the horizontal type, it's very easy to adjust the chain tension, but with newer style dropouts, it's very, very difficult. So I was going to have to get a little creative, and instead of shortening the chain and doing it that way, which I haven't had much luck with in the past, I'd love to know how much luck you've had in the comments. I decided to leave the rear derailleur attached and not compromise the chain at all, because I was going to be single speeding after all. A lot of pressure on the chain to keep me moving over the mountains. So decided to give this method a go.
It's kissing you gently.
This is your last hole.
There it is.
Ooh, boy. Okay, let's see here.
At least I still have
wheels. It can't get any worse.
Still have wheels that roll. And clear. Here, this was a big drum roll.
Softly.
That's not bad.
Look at that. That works a lot better than any single speed.
We're doing the whole day. Come on.
Yeah. Only got like 40 miles to go.
Yeah, I'll order up two zip ties.
Take two zip ties. Didn't have a chain tool, but I brought two zip ties.
We're showing who needs a chain tool.
Who needs a chain tool?
Okay, this is going to be good.
Solid. What's this?
Two zip ties on the Superfly.
Okay. And get greedy. Okay, there we go.
And then you want to get the, those are...
Let's pull them this way. Oh, yeah. Glad there's two.
You're set.
Glad we didn't try to cannibalize this chain. Derailleur came off.
Sure as shit.
Derailleur came off right in my hand. Oh, that's not getting any tighter, I guess.
Yeah,
I
think you're good.
But just leave those tabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, everything's it's braced in there real well. When we're on the actual trail, it's going to be a challenge for sure. But that's what,
might be a good gear, though, for the trail.
All those single speeders, right?
Yeah.
The day's not over yet.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm. If I see a cactus, I'm going to ride right into it.
Yep.
Okay, guys, we're doing it.
Chistosos.
Okie dokie.
Woo!
Hiring me as your coach? Yeah, exactly. Oh. Oh dear, what do we have here? Looks like we've got a we've got a broken chain, and the only quick link we have fell onto the trail somewhere. We've got an 11 speed quick link, but this is 12.
This is Nam's second call.
So here we are trying to figure.
Well, it's 11 speed. That's
fine. Okay, should be good.
Nothing.
So you don't have an 11 speed?
Yeah, we did, but it was too short. Apparently,
too short.
Nothing helps. Nothing helps more like a bunch of people just standing over you.
It's a 10 speed.
But I gotta say that, guys, you're so well prepared.
Yeah, it might be a campy 11 speed.
Having all those things.
And then, yeah, use this tool. You can use this tool to try that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look for that 12-speed quick link, shall we? Looking, searching, wondering, wanting, waiting. We did happen to find it this time around, though, folks. Thanks for believing in us. Strength in numbers. Really worked for us in this one.
So the squad's four.
Yeah, I know. It looks like what I would choose for a single speed.
Woohoo! Giordino!
Ronaldinho, single speeding his way up.
I would say right about here it became obvious that the sun was going to go down on us and we were only halfway through, and we could see the peaks in the distance that we had to go to, and they were covered in snow on the north facing slopes. So we prepared ourselves to be out here much longer than we had anticipated. And, you know, sometimes that's a stark realization. Other times it's a welcoming challenge. Now we embarked on what would become a marathon of a bike hike, quite literally. 24 miles of bike hiking. And this,
where are you going?
This was the least snowy part that we would encounter. Soon, the sun would be down, and it would be just us, our brake squeal, a few pedal strokes when appropriate.
Yeah!
And a lot of camaraderie. What a beautiful end to the day. But the day is far, far from over.
Oh, she got water from the motorcycle, guys.
Okay. No way.
Here I am talking to Aria, who is out on her own personal adventure.
We can do as far as filming for your enjoyment as we were holding on for our dear lives. One foot in front of the other. Pizza sizzling pizza. In our brain pizza. Cavities. Pizza, when would the time come? When would we be back to town? When would we make it? Hour after hour. Well, we did make it and we ate pizza and now we're gonna fast forward to the next day. Okay.
Okay, folks, that's it. Please like and subscribe, unsubscribe, and subscribe again. And most of all, just please like me. Thanks.